At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died at the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Cheyenne Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
Yep, here we are again. We've done it. Now, I just came in from outside. The GOAT of Supercross AMA, Ricky Carmichael, he was 15-time champ. So he came in because there's a race this weekend, Saturday, on Peacock and NBC in Philadelphia, and he's going to be one of the announcers. He brought one of his bikes in, and he left his bike for me.
You going to ride it?
I don't know how to.
Come on, Danny.
I don't
say that for
thing,
the audience.
That thing looks like a death trap.
You've never ridden a bike before?
No.
Or never ridden a dirt bike before?
I haven't done a hog or a dirt bike.
Hog. That's embarrassing.
An man. Iron horse.
This goes back to my theory about how much you love NPR. This all makes so much sense.
Not.
of course.
You can't listen to NPR.
And ride a motorcycle?
Ride
nope.
A motorcycle? Okay.
Absolutely not. Nope.
So I'm feeling opposed. You still look pretty gay on a motorcycle.
The dudes love it. They do. They call me the bear.
Did you have chaps?
The otter.
Did you have chaps?
Chaps. Assless chaps.
Yeah. I like it.
Dude. Rawhide, raw
skin. Yeah. Very raw. Very raw. And you should hide what you're. What is raw?
Hide in the hall,
yeah.
Baby.
All righty. Bad Larry's here. Shane Irving and, of course, Dylan the Graphics Guy. Last week, let's recap. Shay lost 3 units. Dylan won 2. Bad Larry. Did you win your bet last week? No, you said that it was contingent on Jimmy Butler playing, and they won.
The Heat blew him out. I think the Heat blew him out, but I don't think I had the bet.
Jimmy didn't play.
I would let.
Yeah.
You lose.
I don't know if he played. He didn't play?
No, he did. Well, you know he did not play.
Some guy in the casino told me the Heat blew him out, but I don't think Jimmy Butler played, and I never looked again. I figured Ray would tell me when I got on the show today. Mm.
Ray's not here today. He's at a funeral.
Ray's dead, Larry.
No. Ray died.
Yeah. Move on.
Ray is at his funeral.
Yeah. Larry, we were going to let him not place the bet, I think, but it did. It like went in reverse. He thought the Heat would lose if Jimmy Butler wasn't playing.
Correct.
Yeah. He didn't play and they won.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So he lost a bet without losing money, which is complete bullshit, but
yes.
There we go.
Yes.
No, I won the bet without losing money.
You lost the bet because Jimmy didn't play.
No, you didn't. The bet didn't go
through. I don't
through.
Have a bet. I don't have
there
a bet.
There was no
don't
bet.
Say I lost a bet.
And we're kiboshing.
Right. Okay, you didn't win the bet.
The bet won, but Jimmy Butler didn't play, so I didn't have the bet.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Good one.
NFL draft tonight. Is anybody betting anything on anything?
Bum, bum, bum.
So DraftKings does not have draft odds at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah, it was weird. Logged on this morning, didn't see shit.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know if
what's up with that?
They could be like some shuffling.
All right, here we go. Over, under, 5.5 quarterbacks first round. Does anybody want to bet?
5.5?
So
sixth one.
Under.
Under. Under. I'll take one unit on the under right
Sam.
Now.
All right. Dylan?
I might go over, okay. Actually.
So that means that Penix and Bo Nix get selected.
Yeah. I could very much see that happening.
Okay.
Yeah. That means Bo Nix is going to get his second contract on his 30th birthday. Think about that.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's like 24. He's
20. Yeah, 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an old college
kid. Rookie
contract.
Okay, but it sounds like you're rooting against him because he's older.
No. Well, I'm rooting against him because he left Auburn in shambles, but.
No. Okay, he did everything he could for Auburn.
No, he didn't.
Everything?
Auburn let him down.
No. They actually did kind of let him down.
Yeah, they did. They expected too much out of him.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay, all right.
We had that like 3-week stretch where he's balling and then just nothing.
Played good against the Tide.
Okay, recapping anything here?
I'm never betting golf again, Danny. It's un-American. I'm sick and tired of this shit. It's too much. And freaking Cameron, you bum. I finally had... Oh, man.
You had Cam Young.
I had Godzilla. I had Auber.
It's Morikawa.
And then
it's
fucking
over.
Young, you piece of shite.
Yeah, you almost
almost hit
that
the
one.
Top 20 plus 3. Oh. And I lost all three. I just
You
I'm
didn't do well
shit.
In baseball either. So
well,
it's
here's the problem with baseball. Baseball, I only get to bet one day a week. So it's not a true picture of how I'm doing. But
you're only betting one day a week on golf.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. But there's not golf every day, Danny. I mean.
Well, there's golf like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
You can kind of forecast the whole weekend with golf.
Yeah,
golf
you can't bet. Do that with baseball.
All right, Dylan, let me see what you did.
Mm-hmm. I got a golf winner, Dan. Scotty
Scheffler.
Finally bet on Scotty Scheffler.
That's so fucking boring.
It is kind of turned into a
plus
bit of a cheat code.
450.
I just want to go home.
Yeah, bullshit.
And then he said it was blown out of proportion about his wife if she went into labor at Augusta.
Oh, funny how that works. Somebody called that on last week's show.
You did.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah,
she's only
did.
6 months fucking pregnant. Bullshitter.
Did anybody ask at Augusta? How far along is your wife with the pregnancy?
That would have been a great question.
They wouldn't have let me close enough to ask that question.
You would have heard from the back, 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Dylan, you got...
She's probably got a surrogate.
You got Lando Norris, podium finish. You won that.
You got an F1 bet in there.
F you. Lacrosse, you lost your Denver Providence bet.
Yeah, they didn't cover the spread, Dan.
All right. Bad Larry, how about you?
I didn't have the bet on the Heat. I think all my series bets are both.
Shut up, dude.
We've established that 10 minutes ago.
You should have just bet on the fucking Heat.
Yeah, I should have, but I didn't. Never mind. My three series bets are they all 2-0?
I don't know what you got.
Two of the three are. I really haven't even looked at.
Mavs are tied 1-1
against Clippers.
Okay, the Mavs are 1-1. Any other two
playing
are 2-0.
Defense. Okay.
All right, here we go. Yeah, the Mavs, Luka playing defense.
Mm-hmm. It's the playoffs. Did you hear his interview? He was like, yeah, it's the playoffs. The hater's going to hate. It's different.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Did he say haters going to hate?
He said the haters will always talk shit about my defense. I'm paraphrasing because I don't speak fucking Slovakian or whatever the hell he is. but, yeah, it's pretty close to that, Danny.
Yeah, but he doesn't play defense normally.
Not during the regular season,
no,
of course not. But
no.
He was mentioning how it's just,
now he is playing.
It's the broader point that the fucking regular season don't matter.
So that brings us to this week. Bad Larry, I'll start with you with the NBA playoffs.
Okay, I have Joel Embiid going over whatever his point total. The Knicks can't cover it.
31.5.
Over his points, 31. These are all one unit bets.
Okay.
Over him.
Yeah.
I want the Lakers in a pick 'em tonight.
Lakers get one.
Mm. Lakers getting one, okay. Then I want the Suns -4 tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep.
And then under in the Celtics Heat game on Saturday.
That's 205. Damn.
Yeah, that's going to be 100 to
98, 93. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely an under.
All right. And then do you have series bets? Then you have Knicks Sixers?
I have the Knicks. I already did this last week.
I know. I'm just recapping.
Oh, I don't have them in front of me.
God damn it! Do you ever? You never are prepared for this.
I have. My lunch is in race. I'm sitting out in my car with a little. I sent Dylan the picks this morning. I just typed them in.
So okay. Let me recap for the audience then, Larry.
I have the Knicks. I have
the Nuggets.
The Nuggets, right?
And you got the Mavs.
Right.
Damn. Why is it so difficult?
In my mind, they're already wins, Dan. I don't have to remember them.
Heaven forbid what's in your mind.
By the way, how was the weekend with your wife and your wife's sister and Xanax?
Yeah.
It was absolutely great. The five national parks were fabulous. I'm not a big, look at nature a lot. 20 minutes.
Oh, shit.
20 minutes.
You don't leave. You leave your house to go to the same restaurant every day, so it's not like I think you're going to explore unless you have
go hiking.
The last time you went to the
buddies,
to the beach, you were looking at power lines.
Here said, "Do you go on hikes in the woods? Why don't you hike?" And I said, "I stopped hiking when Henry Ford invented the car. I don't walk in the woods for nothing. It's stupid."
You could come up with a better line than that.
But Vegas was great.
Yeah. What's the room situation, Larry? Like, how many?
With
how many
you
rooms?
And
yeah,
your
right with the thruple
sister-in-law.
That
yeah,
they're all on the pull-out sofa.
Actually, the five of us, two of them stayed. Greg and Barbara stayed down in Harrah's, and we stayed at Bellagio.
When you say we, how many rooms are we talking?
We had one room.
Whoa!
Oh, I fucking knew it.
Bad Larry, sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law.
Your wife falls asleep.
Seen a lot of movies about sister-in-laws.
Larry went to bed looking like Scarface, one on each side.
both girls fell asleep, and I went back down to the table.
Sure. I think it's Ray Allen, and he's got game.
Yeah. When you went back down, did you bring a third up, Larry?
That brings us to Shay.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, here we go, Shay.
They're watching Sister Act.
Whoa.
I got NBA, believe it or not. I got a parlay, Danny, because those always hit for me.
Yeah.
I got the LeBron Jameses and the Sixers, money line, plus 175.
Yeah.
And then baseball, America's best.
I only do it one day a week.
All right, here we go. Got the Communists laying 105. Against the Royals. I got A's.
The Blue Jays.
A's plus 200 against the Cubano.
That's the Yankees.
Cortez is on the bump, though. He's probably not supposed to be here. Red Sox plus 120 against the team that shall not be named.
That'd be the Guardians.
Racism. And then I got the Buccos plus 115 versus the Beer Drinkers.
All right, that'd be the Brew.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/Papertarian.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Crew. All right, Dylan. I'm sure you got a boatload of stuff.
No, I'm actually pretty tame this week.
Okay.
For the NBA, Nuggets minus one against the Lakers. I'm going to put two units on that.
Yeah?
Wow.
One unit on the Heat to win the series against the Celtics at plus 1,000.
Yeah.
Taking a shot. And then, actually, I just noticed this, Dan. This morning, the line on the total of the Cavs Magic game tonight was 198.5. And in a couple hours, it's bumped up to 201.
Damn.
That's big.
Missed that shit.
Yeah. So I'm going to take that under.
Oh, under 201. Oh, reverse oh, line shit. Movement. Yeah. Big brain.
Okay. People dumping on the over.
People was that say your I'm stupid. Was that your Samuel Jackson with big brain?
Yeah, you like that?
Brad? Oh, Brad with the big brain.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
What else do you have there, Dill?
NHL playoffs. Rangers -1.5 against the Caps, +150. That's tomorrow. And then tonight, Panthers Lightning over 6 goals. Mm. And then college lacrosse, Dan, of course. Towson money line against Delaware +100, the Battle of the Chesapeake.
How do you even come up with a line on this?
I just make it up.
We got a line.
Oh, you
for
do?
Everything.
No. They have. You can
they
bet
have betting
on,
lines on college. Hell lacrosse.
Yeah. Yeah, you can bet on college lacrosse, like the bet Premier League Dorks. Or Premier Lacrosse
but
League.
But could you bet $100,000 on that game?
Yeah. I mean, it's a game line.
That
it's
might not, flag something.
If you I mean, put if you if yeah, well, they can like look at it as like an aberration, but like technically, like
yeah,
you're not betting on like if it was a prop in like a player prop, like this guy'd have 15 saves,
like a Jonte Porter type.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Stupid. Just
that is
so dumb.
To,
I don't know why they
grand.
Don't just reach out to me. Like this is a message to all professional athletes. If you do want to get away with shaving points or illegally betting on yourself or somebody you know, please hit me up on the Twitter at Shane Irving. I will get down for you. It will work.
Oh, but, you'll place the bet.
Oh, no. I will have several people place the bet. We'll spread it out. We'll be smart about it. We won't put $70,000 on one fucking prop bet from an account that only bets $1,000 a month. It's common fucking sense.
Oh, I know.
How thin are you going to spread it? If 70 people who don't bet that much bet $1,000 each on his
prop. You get a couple
prop.
Movers. You get a couple movers that bet actual money, and then you just slip it through them. It's simple.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that simple.
It's simpler than you think.
Not with him, though.
It's got to be smarter than what he was doing.
Yes. You can't just make one bet. You got to have a prop master who's betting $10,000 a month, and they fucking spread it out over 6 different accounts. You don't hit them all perfectly. You miss a few, and you do a lot of it offshore. That's what you fucking do. You rinse the bookies.
Well, the guy's betting like in the States.
Betting on FanDuel
so
and shit?
Yeah.
$70,000 on
that's
a point?
Calvin Ridley
stupid.
Got caught, what, $1,500 on FanDuel?
Idiots.
You guys got futures here?
Oh, baseball is fucking killing. Yeah, Cardinals are dead to me, Danny.
Yeah, but you got them winning the World Series.
Yeah, fuck that up, bad. That's not good. That's really bad.
It's hard to win the World Series when you're dead.
They're so
but
bad.
You guys have already announced these futures.
Yeah, okay, these are just, these are currently standing.
So how about the Mets, though?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Dylan's got them winning the World Series at +5,500.
And +8,000.
And 8,000.
Dip back in, yeah.
Wow. And the Oakland A's over 57.5 wins.
What about Shea's White Sox? They are epically, epically bad.
So bad.
God, well, they have 3 wins?
They're on pace to be shut out twice the amount of times than they are to have wins this year.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of no-hitters going to be thrown against. Yeah.
I can't blame this on Tony La Russa.
No. He's sleeping somewhere else. How about Ellie De La Cruz, by the way?
He's awesome.
For your Reds.
He's awesome.
Batting .315, fucking 15 stolen bases, 9 bombs. Dude's a freak. He's
315.
Paid.
315's like batting fucking .400 nowadays.
Bad Larry, anything you'd like to mention?
Well, I have over 81 wins for the Mets. You didn't mention that. I think Shea jumped on my pick on that.
We're both
also.
On that.
We both have that. That looks, after going 0-5 to start the season or whatever, we look pretty good now.
They look great.
And I've been away, as I said, for like 10 days. Whatever happened with Otani? I mean, why try and spread it out over 70 people, Shay? Why just get a fucking translator?
That's good.
All right. Did somebody give you that line? Somebody gave you that line.
I'm sitting in my car. But I'm saying, I didn't hear anything about. Is
he got arrested. He got arrested.
But Major League Baseball hasn't done a thing about it?
No, they ain't done shit. Not, they're not gonna
they
do
don't want to do anything
they're
to Ohtani.
No, they're not doing shit.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
one person they're not touching if they don't have to.
100%. Yeah. The golden yeah. boy.
Well, they're giving Reggie Bush back his Heisman.
Yeah.
Is Pete Rose going in the Hall of Fame?
No, it's not the same.
You're Ohio boy. It is the same.
No, it's not. Reggie Bush wasn't.
Everyone's betting on baseball.
Reggie
now.
Bush wasn't betting.
On his own
yeah,
team.
Yeah, no, he took money. He took money illegally.
For rent. He took money for fucking rent,
he didn't
right?
take money illegally. He just didn't pay it back. It right. was a loan. He didn't pay it back, and then they turned him in to Yahoo Sports.
He got, like, a car, too, right? Like a Lambo yeah, or something like that.
His parents were, like, that's renting a house for free or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So they gave him fucking money. He decided stuff. Not to sign with this marketing company, and so they turned him in.
Fucking
but he
coward.
Didn't bet on games.
No, but he took money illegally.
Well, no, it was legally. He just didn't pay it back. Like, legally, he was taking the money from them. It was a loan.
But even then, if he was an NCAA athlete, he wasn't allowed to do that.
No, he was not. But they're rewriting. Yeah. No, you can't get the Heisman if you're ineligible. That's what their wording says. They gave him the Heisman. He's still ineligible. He doesn't have his records. But
bullshit.
So is it he just physically
okay,
got
the Fab
back?
Five? Do they get banners back?
They should, and so should Patino's team in Louisville.
Yeah.
So what, hookers and blow? That's hard. Think about how hard it is to play basketball when you're doing blow and banging working girls. That's tough work, Danny. I know nobody here's ever slept with a prostitute, especially Bad Larry, but they make you work for it. They do this for a living. You can't just show up and lay down. You got to put in work. From what I've read.
You know that your roommate's friends are listening.
Oh, the fucking tennis moms.
The tennis moms.
The tennis moms.
Drinking Chardonnay.
A really dry white one, please.
Yes.
The more alcohol, the less the calories. Yeah. And like a gem lettuce salad and a white wine. Dry, very dry. Thank you.
Said dry and white.
But you're not.
They're all dry and white out there.
Whoa.
Don't talk about their husbands.
Just disappointed husbands in their office working from home.
Yeah.
Ignoring their kids.
Yeah.
It's
all righty. Anything else there, Bad Larry, since you were basically in the wilderness for 10 days?
Yeah, no, I'm back.
UConn won the national title.
Yeah, I had him, Dan.
Okay, of course you did.
On the show and in real life. That was the easiest bet ever, by the way.
Well yeah, because
why didn't
won.
You load up and put $50,000 on it?
Yeah, Larry.
Because my limit's $3,000.
Wait, it was the easiest bet. It was the easiest bet. Why didn't you spread it out?
Why didn't you get a translator?
Yeah. Why didn't you have Shea help you?
I would have got down.
Thank you, Larry. Okay, it's Shea and Irving podcast, wherever you get your podcast, at SheaandIrving.com.
Yeah, oh yeah. We had a media takedown last week, Danny.
Wait.
Took down the whole establishment. You got to tune in. Some conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, you know, kind of delved into the total landscape of the lies and more lies they're feeding us, and just broke it all down for the listeners.
Clear and concise.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, Marvin.
You know what? For Degen of the Year, Diddy's got to be back up there, because all you got to do is just Google or go on your Twitters or whatever it's called now and just type in Diddy Carl Winslow. You're welcome.
Diddy Carl Winslow. Okay. Is that a black Twitter thing?
Carl Winslow.
Sure.
Carl Winslow was the dad from Family Matters.
Oh yeah. I know that.
But just see
Diddy,
why
Carl
they're
Winslow.
Yes, just see why they're in it.
I don't know if I can do Diddy as a degen. He's more of a predator. Like Harvey Weinstein was never a degen of the year candidate.
Did
right?
you actually see Harvey Weinstein today?
They overruled it.
They overturned
Did you see that?
His rape conviction in New York.
Yep. New York Supreme Court overturned his rape conviction. The 21 years he was sitting on, he ain't no more.
Yeah, but what about the other cases?
The California ones, I have no idea.
It's only one. Yeah. That's only one. He's been accused quite a few times.
Not of sexual assault. There were two in New York that accused him of sexual assault. They overturned that.
He was imprisoned for the thing they overturned.
Yes,
right?
For the sexual assault. For the
This is what happened to Bill Cosby. Is they basically fucked up the case and then they appealed in. We're like,
but I think he's Wasn't he in L.A.? Isn't he got a case out there?
I think he's got a couple out there.
Well, I'm sure they'll go
I'm sure there's a few still left, you know.
Yeah, and in Arizona and in Idaho. And
no,
in
we don't know that. We don't know that. So that's it. That's all we've got this week. And sounded like we mailed it in. I don't think we brought our A game today.
I brought mine, Danny.
I don't think so.
That's not
I brought at least like B plus.
Nah.
B minus.
I'll give you a B minus. Okay. Bad Larry, I'm going to give you a C plus.
Yeah.
So were you guys missing Ray?
Yeah, ooh. Ray's not here today.
You think that really mattered?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Ray's bringing some noise.
Ray's listening. Yeah. There's some job security that I didn't think fucking existed.
Oh, no. I could fire him.
Okay. Yeah, that has nothing to do with job security.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. So thank you for listening, if you're still listening. And we'll talk to you next week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.